ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
This shiur is on Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav. The Mishnah, Daf Mem Heil Mid Beis, brings the halacha of Chai Ve'Skila have a mitzvah to be toiler them after they get their skila, we hang them on a tree. And the Mishnah brings the halacha, Kolan Niskolin Nitlin Divi Rabbi Eliezer, Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, is all Chai Ve'Skila after their skila, they are Nitla Alaitz. And the Chacham v'Chilek on Rabbi Eliezer in a Nitlal al Ela Megadei for Oivid Avodah Zorah. Dafka these two Yisurim on Megadei for Oivid Avodah Zorah on Nitlal al Eitz. Shai Chai v'Iskilo. There is no mitzvah to be toiler them al Eitz. And the Mishnah that brings the din her ish toiler no Yisai pon of klapei Om. By a man when you toil him, you put his face facing the Om. V'Isha when you hang her pon her klapei her Eitz, you place her face facing the tree. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. And the Yad Ramaz mefarish the chilk between an Isha and an Isha, just like we find in the previous Mishnah when it comes to an Isha and an Isha being chayiv skila, there's a chilk that an Isha is niskal orim and an Isha isn't niskala saruma. We see one more chayshish for the bizyonis of an Isha, being that there's more of a bizyon in this that she's niskala saruma. So the Yad Ramaz, that Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is, who are doing when it comes to be toila ala eitz, the Ish replace panpanav klapi om, kedei that the om should be lekeach musar v'chala om yishmu v'yiro. When they see the bizyonis that he's suffering through, they'll learn not to be over the averis of chiyuv skila. Mashenki by an isha, which is bizyon tfei, there's more of a bizyon by an isha, more of a bizyon than an ish. Over there we put panah klapi eitz, we're more chayshish for a bizyon, and therefore by an isha we're toiler panah klapi eitz. And the chacham machelik on Rabbi Eliezer, on this time Rabbi Eliezer assumes that an isha is hung. The Chacham hold the Ish Nitla ve'ina Isha Nitlis. The Gemara brings that the Ben Chelik in the Psukim, the Sheet of the Chacham, that it's Exeris HaKosuv, Dafka Ish is Nitla ve'ina Isha Nitlis. And the Minchas Chinuch brings a Safik. What is the Halacha if it's a Safik Ish, Safik Isha, or Tumtum ve'Androgynous? What is the Halacha? Do we say Mi Safik? We are Chishish for the Bezoyan, that maybe we're going to be Mevazah, this person Shalaika Din, maybe he's really an Isha, and there is no Din to be Taylim according to the Chachamim. And we're going to be mevazah the person shalik din, and therefore misafik, you have to be machmer not to be toilim. Or do we say there's a mitzvah to be toilim, and the suffik of the mitzvah, you have to be machmer, that maybe it's an ish, and there's a mitzvah to be toilim, who's sveikai lahachmer, we have to hang him up to be mekayim, the mitzvah of being toilim, Yisai. The Minchas Chinuch leaves it by a suffik. What's the halacha by a tumtum ve'androgynous lefi the chachamim? What do we do misafik? Do we say we're misafik, we're mekayim the mitzvah's tliya? Or do we say misafik, we can't be mevazah a person, and therefore the person doesn't get hung, being that misafik, we can't be mevazah. On the Ikim mitzvah mentioned in our Mishnah is a din to be toiler chai ve'skila, ul chai ve'skila, after they get their skila, there's a mitzvah to hang them on a tree. It's brought b'shem de b'skirov, it's brought in the Sefer Mishnah's Chayim, and Sefer Vayikra, and it's also in the Magia, on the Yad Ramah, in our Sugya, they bring b'shem de b'skirov, yeishlachko, in the mitzvah of being toiler isai. Is this mitzvah of hanging chai ve'skila on the eitz after they get the skila, is it a chelik of mitzvah skila? Just like there's a mitzvah, there's an einish to give the person who was over on certain averis, he's mechuyiv to get skila for his averis. A chelik of getting skila is that a person's also hung on a tree after the skila. It's a chelik of giving the person skila. Or is it a separate din b'fnei atzmai? It has no shaykhis to the mitzvah of skila. After the person gets skila, there's another mitzvah after getting skila, a new din to be toiler the person ala eitz, but it's not a chelik of the skila that we're giving the person for the averi that he did. There's another din on these isurim that a person was over, which are mechayiv him skila. There's another halacha afterwards that not only he gets skila, but after the skila there's a mitzvah to be toiler him ala eitz. And there are kamen afkaminas to this chakira if the mitzvah being toiler says a chelik of the chiyuv skila or it's a din b'fnei atzma. The first nafkamin is if a person is mace without getting the skila, if Bezdin paskin on a person that is chayiv skila, and the person dies without receiving his oinish, he dies before Bezdin has a chance to give him the skila. If the mitzvah being toiler isai is a chelik of the chayiv skila, being that the person isn't getting his chayiv skila, there is no din to be toiler ma'ala eitz after he dies. Mashenkin, if you have to say that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, that one is mechayiv skila, there's another mitzvah also to be toiler ma'ala eitz, afilo if he dies, shaloi machmas the skila. He dies before Bezdin has a chance to give him the skila. Mikol makom, there's a mitzvah to be toilim ala eitz. Agam, he didn't get the chiyuv skila. Mikol makom, we should mekayim the mitzvah being toilim ala eitz. And there would be another nafkamina by Ir HaNidachas. Ir HaNidachas for the whole city was Eved Avodah Zorah. So even though it's doimet to an Eved Avodah Zorah, that lechayv should be similar to what the Chum say, Megadif and Eved Avodah Zorah have a mitzvah to be toilim ala eitz. But maybe it's Dafka and Oivet Avodah Zorah who is Chayiv Skila, a regular Oivet Avodah Zorah. By Ir HaNidachas, for the whole city, was Oivet Avodah Zorah, where the halacha is they are killed b'sayif, they aren't killed b'skila. So if the halacha of being toila ala eitz is a separate halacha b'fnei atzma, so imkain, even the ovid avodazara of irani dachas l'chayu should also have this mitzvah of being toila them ala eitz, and we should be toila all the anche irani dachas ala eitz. Mashenken, if it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila, being that the anche irani dachas don't have a chiyuv skila, the mechiyuv to get killed besayif, memela, there wouldn't be any halacha to be toila them ala eitz, it's dafka by ovid avodazara b'yachid, whereas chiyuv skila over there, there's a mitzvah to be toila them ala eitz. And the chayvid is chakiva kibshuta is telling the machlikas in our Mishnah between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. Rebbe Lezer holds kolan the skull and on itlin is a mitzvah taliya on all chayvei skilo. So according to Rebbe Lezer, it's mistavet to say that it's a chelik of the mitzvah skilo, being that we say that all chayvei skilo have a mitzvah to be taliya. So it's mistavet al kolpan on the few Rebbe Lezer that it should be a chelik of the mitzvah skilo, that after he gets the skilo and he dies, he should be taliya malaitz. Mashenkin, according to the Chacham, that all chayvei skila don't have a mitzvah to be toiled them al eitz. It's dafka megadif and oivid avodazara. There's a mitzvah to be toiled them al eitz. But shar chayvei skila, there is no mitzvah to be toiled them al eitz. It's not mistavit to say it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila. If it would be a chelik of the mitzvah skila, it would be by all chayvei skila. From this, that it's dafka megadif and oivid avodazara, it's mashma that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma and it's not a chelik of the mitzvah skila. Kibshutayakl, it would be totally in the machlekes of Belezer and the Chachamim whether or not it's a chelik of the mitzvah skilo or it's a din b'fnei atzma. And the Achreinim bring another nafkamina in this chakiva whether or not it's a chelik of the mitzvah skilo or it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The Sefri brings a miyat that it's remayed Edim Zayman from the mitzvah of Taliyah. If Edim Zayman are made l'moshal on a person that he was mechal Shabbos and he's chayiv skilo, and they are nimtzu to be Zayman and now they get the oinish of kasha zamam lasayis la'achiv, Edim Zayman are now chayiv skilo. So the Sefri, they're only chayev the skila, were not mechuyev to be toiler the bodies of the Edim Zayman after they get killed to be toiler them al eitz. Hagam, they were trying to make that the one who they're being made on, that he's mechal Shabbos, he would get skila, I mean nitla al eitz. But there's a meat in the Sefri that the Edim Zayman are only chayev skila, they wouldn't be nitla al eitz after they get their skila. And the Gemara by us never brings this meat to be remayed Edim Zayman, that Edim Zayman don't have a halacha to be nitla al eitz after they get the skila. The Meshech Chochma and the Klichem Dam Mefarish, this that our Gemara doesn't bring the Miyat of the Sefi is not because our Gemara is chaylik on this halach of the Sefi. Our Gemara is also masking to the halach of the Edim Zaymin, there is no mitzvah to be toiler their body alayitz after they get their skila. But our Gemara holds this poshet afilu without a Miyat, being that the Pasuk says by Edim Zaymin, kasha zomem lasis la'achiv, he's only nechshav achiv kozman he's alive. So whatever they are planning to doing la'achiv while he's alive, that's nichol and da'inish of kasha zomem lasis la'achiv. Mashenkin, this halacha of tliya, which is done to a person after he dies already, that's not nichlon da'inish of kasha zomem lasayis la'achiv, he's not called achiv lacha misasai. So even though they were trying to make that after the person will get killed to be toila gufa mala eitz, it's not nichlon da'inish of kasha zomem lasayis la'achiv. Therefore, they only get the chiyuv skila, which they were trying to kill their brother, but they don't get the this that is a mitzvah to be toila gufa mala eitz after the chiyuv skila. It's pasha that Edim Zayman don't have this einish, and it's not nichlon da'inish of kasha zomem lasayis la'achiv. The Klichem is mefarish, just that the Sefri brings a miyat, Tagam, our Gemara holds its posh, and therefore our Gemara doesn't bring the miyat. So the Klichem is that the Sefri holds like Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Eliezer holds kol on his skull and nitlin, and if you hold kol on his skull and nitlin, it means, like we were explaining earlier, that it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila. So being that it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila, it's a chelik of the kasha zomem lasayis la'achiv, when the Edim Zayman were trying to be mechayiv skila, a chelik of the skila is to be toila gufei ala eitz. It's one einish of being soikulim and being toila gufei ala eitz. Memela, if it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila, when we give the Edim Zayman skila, I would think that we should give the Edim Zayman skila with the mitzvah being toila ala eitz, the full mitzvah skila. Memela, zok the Sefri, there's a miyat that Edim Zayman don't have a din to be toila gufam ala eitz after they get the skila. But our Gemara holds that the mitzvah being toila ala eitz is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, like the sheet of the Chachamim. Memela, our Gemara doesn't have to bring a pasuk to be made Edim Zayman, it's pashut to our Gemara that Edim Zayman there is no mitzvah to be toila gufam ala eitz because it's only kasha zomem lasayis la'achiv, the mitzvah to be toila gufam ala eitz is only after he's already killed, it's not nechshav achiv anymore, and therefore it's not nichlon da'inish of kasha zomem lasayis la'achiv. There's a fourth nafkamina in this chakira, whether or not the mitzvah to be toila the chayvei skila ala eitz is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, a chelik of the mitzvah to be seikolim. The minchas chinuch a mitzvah tofkuf lamidvav is in this topic, whether or not the mitzvah to be toila chayvei skila ala eitz is dafka by Yisrael or is it afilu by Ben Noach? Do we say this mitzvah to be toila ala eitz, one is ovid avodazara and is mechuyev skila, there's a mitzvah to be toila gufa ala eitz is dafka by Yisrael, or do we say afilu by Ben Noach, or Ben Noach who's ovid avodazara is chayev saif? But after he gets the saif, there'll be a mitzvah to be toila gufa ala eitz. and the Minchas Chinuch is Toilin the Machlikis Rashian and the Amban in Pirusham ala Toiro, and it's Negea had to be Mefarish the Gemara and Daf Memvavim Mebeis. We'll discuss Bezus Hashem later in this year. But Akoponin, the Ikkis Suffolk of the Minchas Chinuch, whether or not by a Benayach whom he sosays Besayif and his Evid Avoidazoro, is there a mitzvah to be Toilin Gufay ala Eitz? L'chayre, it's Dafke if the mitzvah to be Toilin Gufay ala Eitz is a mitzvah bifnayatzma and is not the chelik of the mitzvah to be Soikulim, it's Shaykh to be Nestapik by a Benayach. A Benayach doesn't get Skila, he's getting Sayif, but if it's a mitzvah bifnayatzma, yesh le'estapik if this mitzvah applies to a Benayach also. Mashenkin lefiatzad that the mitzvah to be Toilin Gufay ala Eitz is a chelik of the mitzvah Skila and it's not a mitzvah bifnayatzma, l'chayre, it's poshet that it's Dafke by Yisrael, who when he's Ovid Avaydazara, he's Mechuyiv Skila. Over there, it is a mitzvah, a chilek of the mitzvah skila to be toilah gufay ala eitz. Mashenkin of benoech that kol misasa is besayif. It's poshet, there is no mitzvah to be toilah gufay ala eitz la'acher that he gets his chiyav misa. And two out of the four of the nafkminas that we brought, Yeranidachas, and by benoech, where misasa is besayif and not beskila, their mitzvah to be toilah gufay ala eitz and not. L'chayva, this is a tali in the machlikas, so Rishenim had been mefarish to Gemara. The Gemara explains the machlikas, where belezin the Rabbanon. And the Gemara explains this, that Rabbi Eliezer holds Kohanis, Skol, and Nitlin, and the Chacham Mol, Dafko, Megadif, and Oved Avodah is Rabbi Eliezer Darshin's Ribuyi, Umiyuti, and the Chacham Darshin, Kol, Yuproti. And the Gemara explains, Rabbanan Darshi, Kol, Yuproti, Vehumas, Vitaliso, is a klal. Ki Kilalas is a prat, it's a klal, uprat. If there'd be Mekarvi, Me'adodi, if the klal and the prat would be near each other, we would say, Ein Bechlal, Alamasha, Beprat, and it would be Dafko, Mekalal, is the mitzvah to be Toy, Lagufa, Elates, and no other Averis. Hashta the Mirchiki Me'adodi, the Klal and the Prat are not near each other, they're far from each other in the Pasuk. The Mele, this that the Mirchiki Me'adodi is a honey to be Marbe, and it's Marbe Ovid Avodis Kechavim, then not only a Mekalal and a Megadif, it's a mitzvah to be Toilah Gufa Malayit, but who then Ovid Avodizora also, it's Domile Bechol Mili, the Loshna of the Gemara is that it's Domile Bechol Mili, so a Marbe not only Mekalal and Megadif, but who then also an Ovid Avodizora, the Allah is after he gets his Kilo, we should be Toilah Gufa Malayit. And Rebbe Lezer Darshin's Ribu Yumiyuti, Vehumas Vitalisa is a Ribu, Kikilas is a Miet, it's a Ribu and a Miet. If there'd be Mekarvi Me'adodi, we would only be Marba Ovid Avodis Kechavim, like a Ribu and a Miet. Hashta de Mirchiki Me'adodi, it's Mehani to Marba Kol Mili, so we're Marba all Chai Veskilo, that Kohan is Kol in Itlin. And there's a Machlikus in the Rishonim had Mefarish, the Shita of the Chachomim, this that the Chachomim say that it's Mirchiki Me'adodi, is Mehani to be Marba Ovid Avodis Kechavim, the Domile Bechol Mili. What does it mean that it's Domile Bechol Mili? Rashi is Mefarish, it's Domile Bechol Mili, Shekhoifer Be'ikah Kemoisai. Rashi is Mefarish that when the Gemara says that Ovid Avodazor is Domi to a Megadif, it's a Khoifer, it's Domile Bechol Mili because it's a Khoifer Be'ikah Kemoisai. Rabbi Nechananel is Moisif more, Rabbi Nechananel is Moisif, the Domile Le Mekal Bechol Dover, Sheshneim Khoifrin Heim Be'ikah Ushneim Beskila. Rabbi Nechananel is Mefarish, they're both Kaifer Be'ikah and they're both Beskila, therefore it's Nechshav a Domile Bechol Mili. It's Nevuah that according to Rashi, the Domile Bechol Mili of the Shita of the Chacham, the Omar Be'o Eved Avodazor, is not only Megadif, but also an Eved Avodazor is a mitzvah to be Toilah Gufa Malayitz after the Chiyav Skila, is because they're Domi with Kaifer Be'ikah. And according to Rashi, Ev Shalomar, that is Lavdafka by Chiyav Skila, even an Eved Avodazor, that the Chiyav is Besayif, like in Irani Dachas, and a Benoyach also, it's possible to say there's a mitzvah to be Toilah Gufa Malayitz. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Nechanan, who's Mefarish, that this that we say it's Domile Bechol Mili, the Gemara says that Ovid Avodazora is Domile to Megadif Bechol Mili, means two things. It's a Kaifer Be'ikah Kemoisei Ushneim Beskila. It's Mevuah from Rabbi Nechanan that has to be a Chiyav Skila in order to be Domile Bechol Mili. Imkein Ira Neidachas and a Benoyach that Misosa is not Beskila, Misosa is Besayif, it's not possible to say there should be a mitzvah to be Toilah Gufa Malayitz. It's not Nichol, and this that we say it's Domile Bechol Mili. According to Rabbi Nechanan, it will be poshet that here in Eidachas and in Ben Noach there is no mitzvah to be Toilah Gufa Malayitz. It's only according to Rashi that it's Efshe Le'estapik, is the halacha dafka by Chai Veskilo, or then also by Chsayef, also by Ben Noach and here in Eidachas also there's a mitzvah to be Toilah Gufa Malayitz after they get their misa. Akoponim, we said over on the mitzvah to be Toilah after the Chai Veskilo get their skilo, there's a mitzvah to be Toilah Gufa Malayitz. Is a Savik from the Biskirov, is this a halacha to be Toilah Gufa Malayitz, a chelik of the mitzvah skila, that after to give the skila, a chelik of the mitzvah skila is to be Toilah Gufa Malayitz, or is it a mitzvah bifnayatzma, that chayve skila, there's another mitzvah after they get killed to be Toilah Gufa Malayitz? And we set up four nafkaminas to this Savik. First is an nafkamina, whether or not the person dies before Bezna has a chance to give him the skila, if it's a din bifnayatzma, there could still be a mitzvah to be Toilah Gufa Malayitz. But if it's a chelik of the mitzvah skilo, being that the person died before Bezna had a chance to give him the skilo, there is no mitzvah to retail the gufei aleitz. And we said, I've also an afkimini by ear and idachas. The ear and idachas doesn't get skilo. If the whole ear was over, avoid the zorah, misosam is besayif. If it's a chelik of mitzvah skilo, it wouldn't be shaykh to say there's a mitzvah to retail the gufei aleitz. Mashenkin, if it's a mitzvah with nayatzma, it could be a chelik of avoid the zorah, that just like an avoid the zorah, there's a din to retail the gufei aleitz after you get skilo. If the whole city was avoid the zorah, there's a mitzvah to be Taylor Gufam Alates after they get the Misa of Saif. And we said over the Biskarov is Taylor this in the Machlekas Rebbe Lezer and the Rabbanon. According to Rebbe Lezer, that Kohen is skull and nitlin, it's Mistavitz, a chelik of the mitzvah skilo. According to the Rabbanon, that it's Dafka Megadif and Eved Avoy Dezor, it's Mistavitz, a mitzvah bifnayatzma, because we find other chayvi skilo don't have a din to be Taylor Gufay Alates. And we said over two other nafkaminas to the Safik, Benegir, the miyat of Kasha Zomam, Lassa Isla Ochiv, that Edom Zaymin, there is no mitzvah to be Taila Gufa Malaitz, and the Safis and Maitis from a Pasuk. The Klichem, the Meshech Chachma, Mefarish, this that Agamor doesn't bring a Pasuk is not because Agamor is Chaylik on the Safi. Agamor holds it's Pashit that it's only Kasha Zomam, Lassa Isla Ochiv, while he's alive, being that the din to be Taila Gufa Malaitz is a din Lacham Misosai, there is no Einish on the Edom Zaymin of Kasha Zomam, Lassa Isla Ochiv. Because they have the mitzvah stuff to be Taylor Gufay Alaitz is a mitzvah bifnayatzma. Zakta Klichemda, the Sefi that's a might from a Pasuk Edom Zoymin, that there is no mitzvah to be Taylor Gufay Alaitz is because the Sefi holds it's a chelik, they hold like a Beliezer, that it's a chelik of the mitzvah skila. Umamelev Edom Zoymin a chayev skila, there would be a mitzvah to be Taylor Gufay Alaitz. For that, the Pasuk has come to a might, Edom Zoymin, that there is no mitzvah to be Taylor Gufay Alaitz after he gets the chayev skila. And we said over a fourth nafkamina when it comes to a benayach is called misosei besayif, yeshlist, mincheschinach is nestapik, if there's a mitzvah to be toile gufay ala eitz, and he brings a machlekes rashi and the amban, and the chayva it's called as dafka if it's a mitzvah bifnayatzma. But if the din to be toile gufay ala eitz is a chelik of the mitzvah skila, and by a benayach there is no misa of skila, it's misosei besayif, it's posha that there is no din to be toile gufay ala eitz. And we said over that these two nafkaminas which we said, ir anidachas and a benayach that misosei besayif, and yes, this topic, if there's a mitzvah to be Taylor Gufa Malaitz, is totally in a machlikas of Rishonim. There's a machlikas, Rashi and Ben Hanan, how to be Mefarish, the Drosh of the Chachomim, that Hashta the Mirchiki Meadodi, the Klal and the Prata Mirchiki Meadodi, therefore Marbe is anything that's Domile Bechol Mili. Rashi is Mefarish, but it's Domile Bechol Mili, Ovid Avidazor is Domito Mekalo Bechol Mili, because they're both a Kaifa Be'ikr. But Rashi doesn't bring that they're both Chayiv Skilo. It's mashman from Rashi. I feel without the chi of skilo. Also, we could also still dash out that it's domile b'chol milin is a mitzvah to be toile gufay aleitz. And according to Rashi, it's shaykh that it's a nidachas and a benoyach to be mitzvah to be toile gufay aleitz. But Rabbi Nachmanos mefarish domile b'chol milin that shneim kaifim beikir and shneim b'skilo. A chelik of the drasha of the chacham that it's domile b'chol milin is dafke if it's a chi of skilo kemaisai. And in Kain, if when the Mishnah says avid avid dezor, it's dafke avid avid dezor who has a chi of skilo. Mashekin irani dachas and the benoyach that misosa is besayif is not a chi of skila, it's poshut that there is no mitzvah to be taila gufa mala eitz, even after they get the misa of saif, there's no mitzvah tliya that follows their misa. The Gemara is mamshech to be mefarish, the seifa of the Mishnah. The Mishnah and the seifa brings a machlikas, Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rebbe Eliezer holds the isha as nitlis panea klapi eitz. And the Chachamim hold that a ish nitla ve'eino isha nitlis, there's no din tliya bechlal by an isha. And the Gemara asks, "My time of the Rabbanon, what's the reason for the Chacham, and where do we see from the Pasuk that it's Dafka an Ish, not an Isha?" And the Gemara brings the Pasuk, "Vichiyeh be'ish chet," by the mitzvah being Taylor, it says, "Vichiyeh be'ish," and the Gemara dashes, "Ish v'loy Isha." For example, the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer, what does he do with this Pasuk of "Vichiyeh be'ish chet"? He dashes, "Ish v'loy ben," it's come to your mind, of ben Sayru, Moiru, that there is no din to be Taylor gufay alaitz. In fact, the Gemara, how can you say there's no mitzvah by Ben Sayyir Umayr to be Taylor Gufay Alaitz, Vatanya, Ben Sayyir Umayr, Nitla, Niskal, Nitla, Divi Rebbe Eliezer? That we see the Braisa tells us that Rebbe Eliezer holds there is a din by Ben Sayyir Umayr to be Seikulim and be Taylor Gufay Alaitz. El Omer of Nachum by Yitzchok, it's coming to be Marba Ben Sayyir Umayr. The Pasuk of Ish Vilay Ben is coming to be Marba Ben Sayyir Umayr, and the Gemara explains how is a meat of Ish Vilay Ben Marba Ben Sayyir Umayr. My time of my kro v'chiyeh be'ish chet. Ish is coming to my ish v'loy ben. And chet is coming to my misha al chetoy nerag. Mashenkin and ben sayru umayru, that's not nerag al chetoy. He's not nerag for the averi that he actually did. He's nerag al shem soifoy, like the Gemara brings later on in Perek ben sayru umayru, that a ben sayru umayru is not nerag for the actual chatoim that he did, for stealing from his father and eating basar and drinking yayin in the oifin, and that he ate it and drank it. But he's Nerag Hashem Sefer, because he's Sefer to be Eimer al Prashas Drachim and be Melastim Esabrius. And sagt die Gemara, so therefore is nismayit from chet, that if dafke mishal chetay nerag, mash inkene ben soiru moiru, who's nerag ashem soifoy. Sagt die Gemara, it's a miyat acha miyat, vein miyat acha miyat elo l'rabbis. So therefore, according to Rebbe Eliezer, the pasuk of v'chiyia be'ish chet is coming to be a miyat acha miyat, vein miyat acha miyat elo l'rabbis, to marbe ben soiru moiru, that he also has a mitzvah to be toilet. And fekta tais is yomtif, why is it that we need a ribu according to Rebbe Eliezer to be marbe ben soiru moiru, that there's a din to be cycle v'toyla gufa ala eitz? Shitas Rebbe Eliezer is call on the skull and nitlin, Rebbe Eliezer that all chai v'skila have a mitzvah to be toyla gufa ala eitz. So why is it that we need a special ribu for ben soiru moiru? A ben soiru moiru is a chi of skila. And if ben soiru moiru is a chi of skila, it's poshet as a mitzvah to be toyla gufa ala eitz. Why do we need a special ribu v'chiyya be'ish chet vein miyat acha miyat ala rabbis to marbe ben soiru moiru, that a ben soiru moiru also has a mitzvah to be toyla gufa ala eitz? And the Rishash answers this kasha of the Tezis Yom Tiv, Zakti Rishash, even though Rebbe Eliezer darshins that we were marbe from Mekal to be marbe kol mili, once it's mirchiki, the ribu and the miyat me'adodi to be marbe kol mili, we're only marbe kol mili that's doimit to Mekal, and the Mekal is nerag al chetoy, so it's huadin kol chai ve'skila, that's nerag al chetam, there's a mitzvah to be toy leguf from our leitz. Mashaykhna ben Sayyid Umayyu is not being nerag al chetoy, he's being nerag al shem seifoy. Being that he's being Nerag Hashem Sefer, I think he's not similar enough to Mekal to be Marbed this halacha that after the Chi of Skila there should be a mitzvah to be Toyla Gufa Alaitz. And therefore we need a special Viboyam Ein Miyat Achamiyat El Rabbis to be Marbed Ben Sayyid Meir is also dissimilar to Mekal and also has a mitzvah to be Toyla Gufa Alaitz after he gets the Chi of Skila. The Mishnah is Messiah, Rebbe Eliezer brings a riot to Yeshita that there's a mitzvah by Noshim also to be Toyla Gufa Alaitz after they get the Chi of Skila. And he brings a raya from the Maisa of Shimon ben Shetach that he was told in Noshim ba'Ashkelon. We mentioned in the previous shiur the Maisa of Shimon ben Shetach that he killed the Shmoinim Noshim mechashefes ba'Ashkelon. And after he gave them the Chi of Skila, he was toile gufa malayit. So we see by an Isha also there's a mitzvah to be toile gufa malayit. And the Chachamim answered, Amuloi Shmoinim Noshim tala. He killed Shmoinim Noshim b'yayim echad ve'in donin shnayim b'yayim echad. Usually the halach is that we don't dan two chai v'mises. Bezin doesn't dan two chai v'mises b'yayim echad. And over here, Shimon ben Shetach killed Shmoinim Noshim b'yayim echad. Al-Kochach was a special Eir HaShah. And who had done this that he was Toyla Gufam al-Eitz was a special Eir HaShah. And you can't bring a Raya from here. And Rashi's Mefarish, what was the special Eir HaShah? That being that B'nai Sisal were Prutzis B'kshafim. So therefore he was Toyla Gufam al-Eitz for Sumi Milsa. And then the people should learn and Bnei Yisrael should stop being Prutzis B'kshafim. And Rashi's Mefarish, this that he did Kulam B'yayim Echad is Mipnei Kreveim Shelo Yiskashu La'atzilon, that the Kreveim shouldn't come to save them, so therefore he quickly killed all Shmoinim B'yayim Echad, but it was especially Rasha at a time that the Bnei Yisrael were Prutzis B'kshafim, and therefore Ein L'Echiach Mizeh, that there's a mitzvah to be Toyla and Isha also Ala Eitz. Usually an Isha there is no din to be Toyla Gufa Ala Eitz. And this halacha that the Chacham told Rebbe Eliezer, the Mechiach from the Maisa of Shimon ben Shetach was a Eir HaShah because he killed Shmoinim ve'ein donin shnayim b'yayim echad. The Gemara brings in on this halacha ve'ein donin shnayim b'yayim echad on Rav Chista loishanu ala b'shtei mises. It's dafka if it's two different chivi misa, avo b'misa achas if it's one chivi misa, then bezden could be dan shnayim b'yayim echad. And the Gemara asks for a Maisa de Shimon ben Shetach, the misa achas hoisa. The mice of Shimon Shetach, they were all chayiv skila and afilu achi. The Gemara brought a raya from this that he killed Shmoinim ve'in donin shnayim b'yayim echad al-Kochach was a rasha. So we see from there afilu by the same mice also that the din of ein donin shnayim b'yayim echad. So the Gemara at this that Rav Chista said al yitma achi yitma lo yishanu al b'misa achas ke'ein shtei mises. Ve'ichi dami ki goin shtei averis. It's dafke if it's two different averis, then we say ein donin shnayim b'yayim echad. Avo b'misa achas v'aveira achas, if it's misa achas, if it's the same chi of misa, and it's the same aveira, then bezna can be dan shnayim b'yayim echad. And the Gemara asks from a b'raisa, mosu v'vada b'ravo, hein donin shnayim b'yayim echad, v'afilu noyev v'nayofes, that bezna can't dan tu chi of misa b'yayim echad, v'afilu noyev v'nayofes. So we see over there that it's aveira achas, and misa achas, and afilu achi, hein donin shnayim b'yayim echad. And the Gemara answered Tirgemar of Chista that when we say afilu noyev v'nayofes, it's not aveira achas and misa achas, it's dealing with the case of a bas koyin u'boyala. And a bas koyin u'boyala, the bas koyin is chayiv sveifa and the boyala is chayiv skila. So in Mele, it's not considered aveira achas or misa achas, it's considered two different misas, being that it's two different chiyuvim misas, it's ein don shnayim b'yayim echad. And the Gemara brings a second teretz, ibe bas koyin v'zayim me'zayim me'er. We were discussing a case of a bas koyin and there was a zayim me'zayim me'er. There were Edim that came to be made on the Bas Koyin were Nimtzu Uzaymimin, and then another cut of Edim and said that the Zaymimin was Zaymimin. So Mele, the first Edim were really kosher, and Edim Zaymimin were Nimtzu to be Zaymimin. And in Cain the Bas Kain is still chayiv the sefer because the Eidim were nimtzu to be kosher. And the Eidim Zaymin who are nimtzu to be Zaymin, there's a Zaymin Zaymimeh, the Eidim Zaymin who are nimtzu to be Zaymimin, the ones who came to Yimazim, the Eidim to mechayiv them the sefer, they were nimtzu to be Zaymimin, they're also chayiv Misa now. Zakhtu Gemara, Ba'ifin Zeh, or Bas Kain, Vizaymimeh Zaymimeh, where the Zaymin Zaymimeh chayiv Skila and the Bas Kain is chayiv sefer, that's not considered Aveira Achas and Misa Achas, and that's the case of the Braisa in Don and Shnayim B'yam Echot. On this that the Gemara says, when Misa Achas Aveira Achas, the Aloche is that where we could be done Shnayim B'yam Echot, there's a Machlikus of Rishonim, and what does the Gemara mean, that Misa Achas and Aveira Achas? Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosis is if it's the same Chi of Misa and it's the same Aveira, I feel if it's two different people and two different Maisim, I feel Ochi, Bezdin could be done Shnayim B'yam Echot. When Mela Zogt Rashi and Zogt Taisvis, that when it comes to the Maisa of Shimon ben Shetach, Hagam was two different people. They were being over the same Aver and being over the same Misa. And Afilochi, the Mishnah says, Ein Don and Shnayim B'yayim Echad. Rashi and Taisvis are Mefarish. This that it's Nechshav, two different Averis, is because some of the Noshim were being over the Kishaf of Oiv. Other Noshim were being over the Kishaf of Yedaini. And other Noshim were being over other Chiyuvay of Kishaf. So they were all doing different averus. Therefore, it's not nechshav misa achas v'avera achas, and therefore the Gemara brings a raya from this that he done them b'yam echad, that it was a special aira show because normally the halach is by two averus ain't done in shnayim b'yam echad. The Rambam in Perek Yedal Milchus Sanhedrin is mashma that this din that we say misa achas v'avera achas is not by two different meisim. It's dafka by noyif v'noyofes. Dafka if it's the same meisa avera, the noyif and the noyofes, that's considered a case where bezdin can dan shnayim b'yam echad, being that it's the same meisa. But if it's two different meisim, even if it's the same meisim, the same avera, but if it's two different meisim, then Bezdin can't dan shnayim b'yam echad. And according to the Rambam, it's easier to explain why is it that Shimon ben Shetach had the halacha of ein don in shnayim b'yam echad. Hagam was the same meisim, it was the same avera, being that it's two separate meisim, l'fi shitas Rambam would still have the halacha of ein don in shnayim b'yam echad. Now, kopon mi'am l'achlikus, so we shayin with this halacha of misa achas v'avera achas. It is then dafka with one meiser, it's afila by two meiser. Also, Shitas Rambam, it's dafka if the meiser aveir was done together like a noyef and a yofes. And Shitas Rashi, v'taisis afila two separate meiser. If two people were mechal Shabbos, they're both doing the same aveir and they chayiv the same misa, bezdin kendan shneim b'yayim echot. On the Gemara's teretz, at the Gemara answer, we are discussing a case of Bas Koyen u'bayala, where the Bas Koyen is chayiv sveifa and the bayala is chayiv skilo. Therefore, it's nanechshav misa achas aveir achas, and that's the case of endon shneim b'yayim echot. And the Gemara in the second Teretz brings the case of Bas Koyin v'zaymimei zaymimeh, where the Allah is, the Gemara Makas Darshan is the zaymimim of Bas Koyin achayif skila. So the Gemara brings the case of a Bas Koyin v'zaymimei zaymimeh, where the zaymimei zaymimeh are chayif, they're going to be chayif skila. The Bas Koyin is going to be chayif sveifu, therefore it's two separate misas, and memeh, it's not considered misa achas avera achas, there we have the Allah of ein don and shnayim b'yam echot. And the Rishonim ask, why is it that the Gemara is to be mukmit dafka by a Bas Koyin v'zaymimei zaymimeh? Why can't we be mukmed afilo by a Bas Yisrael also v'zaymimei zaymimeh? Why couldn't the Gemara say a Bas Yisrael who's chayiv skila, if a Bas Yisrael, a Nair Mirosa Shezintz is chayiv skila, the zaymimei zaymimeh also chayiv skila, but it's two different averis. The Bas Koyin is, the Bas Yisrael is getting killed for this that she was mezana, and the zaymimin are getting killed for this that kasha zomim lasa isla achiv, for the averis being made sheker, they're getting the oinish of kasha zomim lasa isla achiv. The Ran answers that in a Hanami, the Gemara could have said afilo by a Bas Yisrael also. This time he said it's a Bas Koyin, v'zaymimei zaymimeh is Agav Gerer of the first Teretz, being that the first Teretz said it was a Bas Koyin, and Boyala, the second Teretz brought the case also of a Bas Koyin, but who would then afilo by a Bas Yisrael also? It wouldn't be Nechshav Misa Achas v'Aveir Achas. The Zaymin and the Isha did different Averis. The Isha was Mezan and the Zaymin were Meir Cheker, and Meila Bezman would have the Aloch of Eindon and Shnayim B'yam Echot. The Ben Yehuda answers this kasha of the Ran Ba'ifin Chodosh, and Zakta Ben Yehuda, it's dafka by a Bas Koyin v'zaymimei zaymimeh, being that the Eidim that came to be made the Monura Yisem are going to be Chayiv Skilo, they're trying to be made, the Eidim that were made on the Bas Koyin, they're trying to be Chayiv them Skilo, therefore they'll be Chayiv Skilo, and the Bas Koyin is Chayiv Sveifu, it's two separate Mises, it's not Nechshav Misa Achas v'Avera Achas, and therefore the Aloch is Eindon and Shnayim B'yam Echot. But if it would be a Bas Yisrael, Hagam is two different Averis, Afilochi Bezin would be able to be Dan Shnayim B'yam Echot. And Zakhtar Ben Yayna, because the Iker Nidin on the Edim Zaymin, aside for the Nidin and the Dintari that Bezin has to Dan on the Edim Zaymin, whether or not they're really Edim Zaymin and the Chayiv Misa, if the Edis was an Edis Sheker, if there's an Imanu Yisam and Makam Plaini. But aside for that, Bezin also has to Dan whether or not the Isha would be Mechayiv Misa. It's Dafka because the Edim were coming to Mechayiv the Isha Misa. And the Eidim came and said on the first cat Eidim, Imanu Yisam b'makom pleini. So they're trying to mechayev these edim misa. That's why when it comes zemimei, the original edim who said emanu isa makam pleni are going to be chayev misa. But the ikur needed in this entire is whether or not the isha would have been mechayev misa. So and if the isha would have been mechayev misa, then the edim who come to say emanu isa makam pleni and their nimsu zemim, they're going to be chayev misa now. But if the isha herself wouldn't have been chayev misa, then the zemim would not be chayev misa for this that they come to mezin the edim who made that the isha was mezana. So being that the ikur needed is totally in the same thing. The Ikir Nidin is telling the Maisa Averi of the Isha, whether or not the Isha is going to be Chayiv Misa. Hagam, there's other Chalokim to the Din Torah. We have to decide if the Eidim are Zaymen. We have to decide if the Eidim will come and say, Imanu Yisam and Makam Pleni are Eidei Emes. But being that the Ikir of the Nidin is whether or not the Isha is Chayiv Misa, so both Dinei Torah are telling the same Maisa Averi. It's telling the Maisa Averi of the Isha. So therefore, there's the Halacha of Misa Achas, Averi Achas. And the halacha would be that we would be done in Shnayim B'yayim Echad, and Mele the Gemara to say Dafka, Bas Koyin V'zayim Me'zayim Me'ah, which is two different Chiyuv V'misa, one's a Chiyuv Skila, one's a Chiyuv Sveifa. Over there we have the halacha being done in Shnayim B'yayim Echad. The next Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of the mitzvah of Taliyah, that Bezdin hangs the Mechayve Skila, the Toilem Alayetz, after he gets the Skila. And the Mishnah brings the din that immediately after Bezdin is Toilem Alayetz, Ma'atirinei Soymiyad, Bezdin takes him down right away. And Zakta Mishnah Imlan, if Bezdin leaves him hanging overnight, over of Beloisase, then Bezdin is over Loisase, Shenema, Loisolin, Nivlose Alaeitz, Ki Kover, Tikperenu, Ki Killasale, Kim Toli. There's a Loisase in the Torah not to leave him hanging overnight. And the Pasuk is Mefarish, the reason for this Loisase, Ki Killasale, Kim Toli, which the Mishnah explains the Kavan of the Pasuk, Kaloimar. People are going to say, Mipnei Mazet Toli, people are going to say, why is this person hanging from a tree when they see the dead body hanging from the tree? And they're going to say, Mipnei Shebireches Hashem, being that he was Mekalalas Hashem, and people are going to talk about this, that he was a Mechare from Megadefes Hashem. V'nimsa Shem Shemayim Mischal, this is going to cause a Chilul Hashem. And that's the Kavan of the Pasuk, Ki Kilas Elekim Toloi. People are going to start discussing the Kilas Elekim, this, that he was Mechare from Megadefes Hashem. V'nimsa Shem Shemayim Mischal, and therefore there's a Lav, Leisolon Nevlosei Alaeitz, Ki Kover Tikperenu, there's a Mitzvah and Bezin to bury him Miyat. The Ramban in his Pirush Al HaTorah and Parshas Ki Seitzei is Mefarish that this reason of the Mishnah of Ki Killas Elekim Toli, that the Kavon of the Mishnah is people are going to talk about how he was Mecharif from Megadefes Hashem, V'nimtza Shem Shemayim Mischal, is only going Elibu D'Chachamim. The Shita of the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah is that it's Mecharif from Megadef and Ha'ivid Avoyde Zorah, the only ones that have the Mitzvah of Taliyah. And according to the Chachamim, you can say the reason for the mitzvah is clear. The Pirush of the Pasuk of Ki Killas Elekim Toli is people are going to discuss how he was Mecharif from Megadefes Hashem. And people are going to discuss how this person was Eved Avodah Zarah V'nimtza Shem Shemayim Mischal, and therefore there's an Issur Leisolon Nevlosei Alaeitz. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi Eliezer holds that Kolan is Skolan Italon Vul Mechayve Skila Anitla. This cannot be the reason, this cannot be the Kavan of the Pasuk of Ki Killas Elekim Toli. And the Gemara brings a second reason in the Pirush, a second Pirush in the Pasuk of Ki Killas Elekim Toli. What's the Kavan of the Pasuk in giving a reason of Leisolon Nevlosei Alaeitz? And the Gemara brings a Moshel, Tanya, Oimer, Meir, Moshel, Moshel, Amar, David, Oimer, Mishneachim, Tum, there were two brothers that were twins, Be'er Achas, Echad, Minu, Melech, one of the twins became the king of the city, Be'echad, Yotzel, Lelistius, one of them became a robber, and Memela, when he was caught, the Melech Paskin, these Chayiv Misa, Tziva, Melech, V'tolu, and as each person goes by, Kolaroya, Oisa, Oimer, Melech, Toli, being that he looks like the king, each person sees him and says the Melech is hanging, and it's a bezoin to the Melech, and if Tziva, Melech, V'yidu, the Melech gave a Tziva to be Moiridim, because it was a bezoin for the Melech, this that he was hanging on the tree. And Rashi in his Pirush Al HaTorah is Mefarish, the Moshel of the Gemara. Rashi is Mefarish, the Kavon of the Pasuk, Ki Killas Elekim Toli, Zilzule Shal Melech, Killas is Miloshin Zilzul, it's a Zilzul for the Melech, this that the person's hanging from a tree, therefore there's a lava of Leisolon Nevlosei Alaeitz. And Rashi is Mefarish, what does it mean, Zilzule Shal Melech, Sha'odem Osi Bidmust Yuknoi? A person is made Bitzelem Elekim, he's Bidmust Yuknoi. Zok Rashi, Vi Yisrael Heim Bonov, and Kla Yisrael Yidden are Bonov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore they are b'dmust yuknei, they are b'tzelem elekim, v'haroya oimer ha-melech toli. So by Yidden is a din that haroya oimer ha-melech toli, therefore there's a leisolon nevlosei alaeitz, and Rashi brings moshel u'moshel l'shnei achim tumim, Rashi brings the moshel of our Gemara. And Rashi is mefarish the kavon of our Gemara, because a person is made b'dmust yuknei v'yisrael bon of him, and therefore the haroya oimer ha-melech toli. Rashi is mashma, this that we say, a person is made b'dmust yuknei v'yisrael bon of him, is dafka by Yidden. It's Dafka by Yidden who Bonavim Aroya Imer Melach Toli Mashenka. When it comes to Goyim, the reason of the Pasuk would not apply. There would not be Ki Killas Elikim Toli, would not be Zulzuli Shamelach, this that they're on the tree, and there wouldn't be a lav of the Solon of Lossi Alaites. And the Minchas Chinuch is Medaik from here, Benegea, his Sophic, whether or not there's a mitzvah Tlia by a Benayach, or Benayach who's Eivet Avoy Dezorin, Misosis Besayef, is there a din to be Toila Isay Alaites after Bezdin gives him the Misa of Sayef. And the Minchas Chinuch is Medayik from this that Rashi says the love of Leisolon Nevlosi Aleitz is Dafka by Yidden V'Yisrael Bonavim. And Rashi is Mefarish the Postik Dafka by Yidden. It's Mashmah the mitzvah to be Toile is Dafka by Yidden by Benoich. There is no mitzvah to be Toile Isai. And therefore Rashi is Mefarish the Kavon of the Postik of Kikilla Selekim Toile is because Yisrael Bonavim and Aroya Imer Amelech Toile. Mashenkin by Goyim, there is no mitzvah Tliya Bechlal. Therefore the Kavon of the Postik is Dafka on Yidden. And the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah is Chalek on Rashi. The Ramban says this that Rashi is Mefarish, it's Dafka because Yisrael Bonavim, the Ramban is Chalek. And the Ramban says that Afilu by Goyim also there's a lav of Leisolon Nevlosei ala Eitz. The Ramban in the Hemshech brings the Maisa when Yeshua hung the Malchei Knan. The Maisa is brought in Yeshua in Perigyud, that Yeshua hung the Malchei Knan and Yeshua took them down. There was Mashma from this, from that Maisa that there's a Isid Leisolon Nevlosei Afilu on Goyim also. I feel on the Malchei Knan, also Yeshua didn't let them sit overnight hanging from the tree. There was a lav of Leisolon Nevlosei Aleitz. And the Ramban says, V'amoshel b'shnei achim tu'umim, this that Rashi brings the moshel of shnei achim tu'um that Aroya Imer HaMelech Toloi, it's yesh loisoid, is a pirish al pisoid, einenu kasher choshev arav b'Yisrael, it's not like Rashi's mefarish by Yisrael, sheniku bonav lamokoim, it's not the way Rashi's mefarish the moshel of zdafka by Yidin v'aniku bonav lamokoim, it's afilu by goyim also, and the Ramban is not mefarish the pirish of the moshel. He says, yesh loisoid, and the Ramban leaves it sosom, how he's explaining the moshel afilu by goyim also. But al kaponim it's machlikis Rashi and the Ramban b'negeah the love of leisolon nevlosi ala eitz is it dafke by Yisrael who are born of shalmokim or is it afilu by a benoyach also there's a love of leisolon nevlosi ala eitz and zokta minchas chinuch it's mistave from here that who adin there's a machlikis when it comes to the etzah mitzvah tliya Rashi is mefarish leisolon nevlosi ala eitz is dafke by Yisrael is because the mitzvah to be toile is dafke by Yisrael. Mashenkin the Ramban was mefarish the lav of leisolon nevlosi al eitz is afilu by a benoyach. It's mashman that the mitzvah to be toile is afilu by a benoyach also, and therefore on the benoyach after the mitzvah is clear, the pasuk is also referring to a benoyach when it says leisolon nevlosi al eitz ki kilas elikim toli. The Mishnah is mamshich after brings the issa leisolon nevlosi al eitz that bezin takes him down immediately and is koivrim. So the Mishnah v'loy zul bovad, it's not only by chayve mises bezin that there's an isur leisolon nevlosoi not to leave the body overnight ki kover sikperenu. Ela kol amelin es mesi, any person who dies, the person should not leave the mace overnight, they should be kover miyad. And one who's melin es mesi is over b'loy sase. Anyone who's melin es mesi and leaves the mace overnight without being kover es mesi is over b'loy sase. So the Mishnah lineu lechvoide, if they left it lechvoide, if they left it overnight lechavid of the mace lechavid le'aron v'tachrichim to bring the preparation for the kvura, then ain't over love. Then there's no leisasei, but stam to be mailin this mace is over beleisasei. There's an issur to leave a mace overnight. The mace should really be buried miyad. And on this that the Mishnah says it's not only by chayvim mises bezin, it's called a mailin this mace is over beleisasei. The Gemara brings on Rabbi Yochanan mishum mshim ben Yechai. Where do we know that anyone who's melin as mesei is over beleisasei? Talmud Lomer ki kover sikperenu. There's a riba in the pasuk of ki kover sikperenu, which is marben mikan lemelin as mesei is over beleisasei. So the Yochanan from the riba aloshin of ki kover sikperenu, we marbe that kol amelin as mesei not only by chayvin mises bezdin, but kol amelin as mesei is over beleisasei. And the Emma says that there's two Gersoyis in this Gemara. In the Mesoyis Hashas, he brings the second Gersoy in this memory of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Mesoyis Hashas brings the Gersoy of the Yalkut on Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin the Melin es Mesi Shuever Beleisase. That we do we know that one is Melin es Mesi is Ever Beleisase, Talmud Lemid Le Solon Nevlosai, not like the Gersoy in our Gemara that we dashne from Kikover Tikberenu, a special rebuy to be Marbe every Melin es Mesi. The Yalka learns it definitely. Solon Nevlosi ala eitz is marba afilu melin es mesi, not only by chayvim mises bezdin. And the Yalkut continues, minayin shoiver af ba'asei. How do we know that not only a person who's melin es mesi is over beleis ha'asei, minayin that is over afilu ba'asei, tamalem ki kover sikperenu. It's mevua from the Yalkut that not only a melin es mesi is over beleis ha'asei of leisolon Nevlosi ala eitz, but a melin es mesi not only by chayvim mises bezdin. Every melin es mesei is not only over the leisasei, it's over afilu ba'asei also. And this is also the sheet of the Ramban in Pirushei Al HaTorah in Pashas Ki Seitzeh. The Ramban holds that anyone who's Melin Es Meisai is not only over the Loisa Asay, like the Mishnah's Mavur, that Kol HaMelin Es Meisai is over the Loisa Asay, but he's also over the Asay of Ki Kovar Sikperenu. He's also over the Asay that a person is Mitzvah to be Kovar the Meis Miyad and not to leave it overnight. There's a mevucha in the Achreinim b'negei Shitas HaRambam. Does the Rambam also hold that there's a lois asay and an asay by a melin es meisay, or is it dafka a lois asay like the lashon of the Mishnah called a melin es meisay is over b'lois asay? The Rambam impact has vav mehilchis Sanhedrin brings the mitzvah asay likbar kol arugei bezdin. Like the Rambam, there's a mitzvah asay to be kover kol arugei bezdin b'yayim ha'ariga on the day that the person was killed. Shanema ki kover sikrirenu b'yayim ahu. And Zakhtar Ramban, not only are we gay bezdin have this mitzvah sasei, elo kola melin es meisai over of beloi sasei. Zakhtar Ramban, not only by Ruge bezdin there's a mitzvah sasei to be kover es meisai, but kola melin es meisai is over beloi sasei. And the mashmoyis of the Rambam is that by Ruge bezdin there's a mitzvah sasei if ki kover sik berenu bayayim. But when it comes to kola melin es meisai, it's not over the asei, it's only over beloi sasei of leisolim nevlasei alaits. It's mashmoy from the Rambam that it's choluk aruge bezdin from kola melin es meisai. Haruge Bezdin has an assay and a lace assay not to be melin es meisai. What Mashenkin, when it comes to any other person who dies, called a melin es meisai, he's not over by assay, he's only over the lace assay. And this is also the mashmoyis of the Yamam in Peregdalad Milchus Havelis. The Yamam brings in Peregdalad Alocha Ches that called a melin es meisai is over by lace assay. The Yamam does not bring the mitzvah assay of Kikovic Sikperenu by Yoim. It's mashma from the Yamam that a melin es meisai is only a lace assay and does not have the mitzvah assay. The Maral Diskin and the Chuvus and Kunchus Achrin and Oiskuf Pezdayin is Mefarish. Why is it that Dafka Ruge Bezdin has a mitzvah sasei? My checker when it comes to Kola Melin Es Meisai, one is only over the Lay Sasei and isn't over the Asay of Ki Kover Sik Berenu Bayoim. And Zok the Maral Diskin, because this that Bezdin is Kover Chayve Mises Bezdin is a chelik of the Oinish of Skila. It's a chelik of the Oinish that Bezdin is giving Chayve Mises. Any Misa which Bezdin gives a chelik of the Oinish is that Bezdin is Kover the Meis. It's a chelik of the Psak Din that Bezdin gave the person. So the Maral Diskin, the halacha is that Bezdin's Psak Din is only carried out by Yom, it can't be carried out by Laila. The Meila Zok the Maral Diskin, when it comes to the Lois Asev, Lois Solon, Niv Lose Ala Eitz, it's really until the next morning. If a person is not Melin Es Meis, if he doesn't leave the Meis overnight, not buried, he buries it sometime during the night, the person is not over the lav of Lois Solon, Niv Lose Ala Eitz. Mashiach, when it comes to the Mitzvah Asev, Ki Kovus Sik Berenu Bayoim, one has to bury him Dafka that day, and the person cannot wait until that night. If the person buries him sometime during the night, he was still over on the Asev, Ki Kovus Sik Berenu Bayoim. So to Maldiskin, when it comes to Shar Mason, there's a law in the Torah of Lo Yisolon Nevlosai that a person should not leave it overnight. Zok there, that's Dafka if a person leaves it until the next morning. Mashiach, when it comes to Chayve Mises, Bezdin can't bury him at night. Just like Bezdin can't carry out the Psak Din at night, they can't carry out the Chiyev Misa at night, they can't kill the person at night, they can't be Toilim at night. So Dr. Maral Diskin, within Bezdin can't bury him at night. That's also a chelik of the Psak Din. Bezdin only does the Psak Din Bayoim. Memela, if the person wouldn't be, as soon as it becomes Shkia, the Bezdin isn't going to be able to bury the person. So is he Rolav HaTorah to be Mizaris with an extra mitzvah sase? Ki kover sik berenu bayoim, that the Bezdin has to bury him that day, and they can't wait until the night, because once they wait until the night, they're going to have to wait until the next morning, and be over on their solon nevlasi alaitz. So therefore, there's a special mitzvah esi that Torah gave, faruge Bezdin ki kover sik berenu bayoim, that Bezdin should bury him that day. But Shenke, when it comes to Shar Mason, where there's a lav le solon nevlasi, a person can bury him at night, over there, there is no mitzvah sasev ki kover sik berenu bayoim. On the etzem ha'anochen, we are making midas Rambam, the etzem diik, that the mitzvah sasev ki kovus sik berenu is dafka by Aruge Bezdin, but kol ha'melen es meisai is not over by say, he's only over by lois asay of leisolin nevlasai. The yesh lahor, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchus Avil, in the kepel to Hilchus Avil, the Rambam brings the mitzvah sasev and mitzvah lois asay mentioned in these halachas, and ois alef, the Rambam brings this abel ala krevim v'afilu koyim mistameyum mis abel ala krevim. In other mesabel al aruge bezdin, a person is not mesabel al aruge bezdin. And Zok the Rambam ulefize kolalti alachas elu. Therefore, I was kolal the hilchos of avelis b'sefer zeh and sefer shayftim shehem en kvur b'yay misa. That's me'ein the kvur b'yay misa shehem mitzvah sasei. The avelis is me'ein kvur b'yay misa, which is a mitzvah sasei. The Rambam is mashma that it's a mitzvah sasei to be kover, and he's discussing Shah Mesim, he's discussing Hilchas Avelis, Afilu by Shah Mesim. Also, Zok the Rambam, she mitzvah sasei, there's a mitzvah sasei to be kover as Shah Mesim. It's mashma from that lashon of the Rambam that the Rambam holds Afilu by all Mesim. Also, there's a mitzvah sasei of Ki Kover Sik Berenu. For heute ist der Daktik der Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when it comes to the Mitzvahs Essay, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph, the Rambam brings the Mitzvahs Essay, ki kovah sik virenu bayayim, the Mitzvah to be koibi arugay bezdin, and zog the Rambam it's lav dafka by arugay bezdin, afilu by shar mesim, also there's a Mitzvahs Essay to be koibi as a mes, it's mashah from the Rambam, this Mitzvahs Essay applies to shar mesim also, it's lav dafka by arugay bezdin, not like the dik that we medayik from the Rambam in Ochas Sanhedrin, and the Rambam Perakres Milchus Avelis, which is mashma from the Rambam, that the Mitzvah Sasei is Dafka by Ruge Bezdin, and the Mitzvah Sasei does not apply to Shah Mason. And the Chayrat is a grace in Afkamina, whether or not the Mitzvah Sasei of Kikovu Sikbarenu applies to Shah Mason, or it's Dafka by Ruge Bezdin, but by Shah Mason there is no Mitzvah Sasei, it's only a Lay Sasei of Lay Solon of Lossi Aleitz. The Rishash and Asuga is Medaik from the Loshon of the Pasuk Lay Solon of Lossi. And the Loshon of the Gemara of Kol HaMeilin Es Meisei Zeva B'lei Sasei. Zog the Rishash, the Loshon of Alon is Mashma until the next morning. If a person's Koiver Es Meisei B'Laila, the person is not over the Lav of Leisolin of Lossai. Zog the Rishash, we find when it comes to Pulas Char Socher, the Loshon of the Pasuk is Leisolin, and it's Dafka until the next morning. If a person pays the wages at night, he is not over the Lav of Leisolin of Pulas Char Socher. Zog the Rishash, who adin by Meilin Es Meisei, it's Dafka until the next morning. But then the Rishash brings that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is Mashma Shar Mesim also as a Mitzvah Saseh of Kikovah Sik Berenu. So the Rishash, Hagam, if a person waits until night, the person is not over the Lav of Leisolin Nivlo, so the Mitzvah Saseh of Kikovah Sik Berenu Bayayim is Mashma Dafka Bayayim. But if a person waits until night, there's a bitl of the Mitzvah Saseh of Kikovah Sik Berenu. So the Rishash is a chiluk between the Loi Saseh and the Aseh. The Loi Saseh goes until the next morning, and if a person is Kovah Balayla, the person is not over the Loi Saseh. My shaking the mitzvah sase is ki kovah sik brenu bayayim, and if the person buries him at night, he was mevatel the mitzvah sase. But the Rishash learns in the Shita Sariamam that there's a mitzvah sase afil on Shar Mesim also, therefore there's a mitzvah sase to be kovah in bayayim. The Mechaber and Arachayim and Hilchus Kriyishma and Simen Ayim Beis and Tziv Beis brings the Aloche and Meitzianes Amei Samuch LeKriyishma. Zog the Mechaber Shein Shos Leitzir, if there's not enough time to Meitzi the Mei Samuch Lizman Kriyishma, where there's not enough time to bury him before this man Kriyishma comes, in Meitzianes Ameis, first they learn Kriyishma, and afterwards they go to be Meitzi the Mei. And the Mishnah Berurah and Tziv Katan Vav brings Mistimas Leshayne, it's Mashma Dechein Adin B'Kriyishma Shalavis. This same Allah of Ein Meitzianes Ameis Samuch to this man Kriyishma, as Lav Davka B'Kriyishma Shal Shachvis, the Mechaber is Mashma Afilu Samuch to this man of Kriyishma Shalavis, also Ein Meitzianes Ameis. And Zog the Mishnah Berurah, Ledino de Achreinim Meskimo Achreinim to be Chelik on the Mashmois of the Mechaber, and the Mekel by Kriyishma Shal Arvis. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this that will Mekel by Kriyishma Shal Arvis to be Meitzias Ameis Samuch to his man of Kriyishma Shem Loyik Renu Hayim Yavra Aloy Solon. So Zog the Mishnah Berurah, if they're not going to be Kovis Ameis Beyoim before Laila comes, before this man Kriyishma, then they can be over the Lav of Loy Solon. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, Af sheyuchol b'layla l'kovrei achash yikra kriyishma, again that they could be kovrei the meis b'layla, not be over the Lav of Leisolin. If even if they're kovrei the meis b'layla, the Mishnah Berurah is mashmal like this diak of the Rishash, that one is not over Leisolin until the next morning. Al kolponim yavra mitzvah saaseh ki kovrei sik b'renu b'yoyim. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makom, they're going to be over the mitzvah saaseh ki kovrei sik b'renu b'yoyim ahu. The mitzvah saseh ki kovah sik berenu is if a person doesn't bury him by day, even if he's kovah by laila, he was mevata the mitzvah saseh. Memele yesh la'okel, when it comes to the kriyishma shal arvis, when it's samach to this man of kriyishma shal arvis, when it's a little bit before shkia, if they're not going to be meitzi the meis until they say kriyishma, they're going to come up being mevata the mitzvah saseh ki kovah sik berenu, therefore yesh la'okel to be meitzi the meis afilu samach to this man of kriyishma. Hakoponim is mevua from the Mishnah Berurah like the Rishash, that when it comes to the Loisa, say if a person is kovah b'layla, then he's not over the Loisa, say, but mikol makom is a bitl of mitzvah sase. The Mishnah Berurah holds that be paskin ki kovah sik b'renu b'yayim is lav dafka by arugei bezdin, afilo by shah meisim, also there's a mitzvah sase of ki kovah sik b'renu b'yayim. On the etzem anocha, which we're saying over from the Rishash and from the Mishnah Berurah, that the lav of Leisolin Nivlosai is dafka until the next morning, if a person's kovah b'layla, he is not over the lav of Leisolin Nivlosai. Yesh ledaktik from the Loshon of the Ademar and Asugi that a person's over Leisolin Nivlosai afilo if he's kovah b'layla. As long as a person doesn't bury b'yema misa and wait until after shkia, the person is already over the lav of Leisolin Nivlosai. The lav of Leisolin Nivlosai is mechayiv the person to be kovah b'yema misa. The Ademar and Asugi brings this that Bezdin is horgen oisei somuch l'shkia sachamu matirin oisei miyad. Bezdin hangs him right before shkia and takes down the body right away. Zog the Ademar, because if Bezdin would hang him earlier in the day, if Bezdin would kill the Chayvei Mises earlier in the day, not Samach Lishkia, and they would be toilin oisai b'shas that they kill him, chayshin and shem yishkach, maybe Bezdin would forget to take him down, koidim shkia sachamo. And in Cain, if Bezin's going to forget to take him down, they're going to be over in the lav of Leisolin of Lase Ala Eitz, and therefore Bezin was organized as Samach Leshkias Achamo, Umatiri Neisayim Yad, Kedei that they shouldn't come to be over the lav of Leisolin of Lase Ala Eitz. It's Mavur from the Loshen of the Yad Demad that he holds the lav of Leisolin of Lase. If Bezin forgets, Agam Bezin takes him down sometime during the night and is covering Balaila, it's mashba from the Adamah, he would still be over on the lav of Leisolin Nevlasai. It's not only until the next morning is Nikra Melin Es Meisai. Afilu Achash Kias Acham also is Choshava Melin Es Meisai. And this is also the Sheet of the Chachmas Adam in his Kuntres in Matzeves Moshe. Sok the Chachmas Adam, a person who waits to bury the mace until after Shkias Acham is over on the Asif Kikavasik Barianu. Ve'efshir is over afilu on the Leisa Asif Leisolin Nevlasai Alaitz. It's also from the Chachmas Adam the Yazak Alpanim Matzah that the lav of Leisolin Nevlasai is not only until the next morning and the Kovah Balayla is not over. Yodzafilu Achash Kias Achama, also a person is even the lav of Leisolin Nevlasai al Eitz. This is also Nechshav Amelin Es Meisai. Alpanim, to summarize, we said over the two Gersois in the Gemara. The Gers in the Gemara Befaneinu is that Amelin Es Meisai is over Balayla Seif in the Rebbe of Kikavah Sekvaranu. The Messiah Sashas brings the gears of the Yalkut that a Melin Es Mesei B'Shamesim is over Balaisa Asay is learned from the Pasuk of Leisolin Nevlasai, Uminayin Shaiver Afba Asay from the Pasuk of Kikavah Sikbiranu. It's Mavur from the gears of the Yalkut that Shamesim also have the Mitzvah Sasay, there's an Asay by Shamesim also Kikavah Sikbiranu Bayayim. And we said over this, the Sheet of the Amban in Pirusha Al HaTayra, the Amban holds as a Mitzvah Sasay, Afilu by Shamesim also Kikavah Sikbiranu Bayayim. And is a mevucha b'das the Rambam, the Dik and the Rambam in Perek Tesov Milchus Sanhedrin and in Perek Ches from Milchus Avelis. The Rambam is mashma melin es meisei is only over the leisa say there is no mitzvah sasei ki kovis sik birenu. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is mashma there's a mitzvah sasei also by shar meisim of ki kovis sik birenu. And this is the mashma is also the Rambam in the Kepel Tilchus Avul is also mashma that there's a mitzvah sasei by shar meisim to be kovir es meisei. He said, over the Pirish of the Maral Diskin is Mefarish, why would there be a mitzvah sasei dafke by Ruge Bezdin, being that Bezdin can't be kovers ha-meis balaylo, the kfura of the meis is a chelik of the psak din. It's a chelik of Bezdin carrying out the psak din, which is only nasis bayayim. If Bezdin wouldn't be kovering bayayim, they would have to wait until the next day and be over the lav of Leisolin. Therefore, the Torah is mizaris, ki kovers sikbrenu bayayim, not to wait until after Shkia. On the etzem anocha that the lav of Leisolin Nevlasis until the next morning and the mitzvah sasei of kikavus sikbirenu is dafka bayayim, but after shkia a person is ready mevatel the mitzvah sasei. The reshash is medayik from the loshen of Leisolin, the loshen alona is dafka until the next morning. Mashnegi the mitzvah sasei kikavus sikbirenu is bayayim ahu, it's dafka that day. If a person waits until after shkia, is ready mevatel the mitzvah sasei. We said over also there's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Kriyashma and Simanayim Beis of Katan Vav. The Mishnah Berurah paskins this that the Mechaber says a Meitzinas Hamei Samech Tzman Kriyashma is dafka by Tzman Kriyashma Shal Shachris. Mashenkin Samech Tzman Kriyashma Shal Arvis, if they're not going to be made Meitzias Hamei San Kovar, they're going to be over on the lav of Leisolin. So the Mishnah Berurah, Gam if they're Kovar Balayel, they will not be over the lav of Leisolin, but I'll go upon them to be over the Mitzvah Saseh, there'll be a bitl Mitzvah Saseh of Kikavah Sik Benu Bayoim. It's a word that Shar Meisim have a Mitzvah Saseh of Kikavah Sik Berenu, and if one waits till after Shkia, he's already mevatel the Mitzvah Saseh. Mashengin the lav until the next morning, a person is not over the lav of Leisolin of Lasai. And we said over the mashmois of the Adamar and Asugi is that after Shkia, a person is already over Leisolin of Lasai, that's already nechshav to be a halana. And the Chachmas Adam in his conscious Matzavus Moshe is also mashma that he was mitzadit to say that one is over the lav of Leisolin. I feel if he waits until the next morning, until after Shkia, he's already over Leisolin and lav dafk until the next morning. A kaiva balayla is also over Leisolin of Lasai alayitz. The Gemara then brings the second Lashon in this Joshua of Rabbi Yechonah Mishum Mishum Ben Yechai. Ikud the Amiyam Rabbi Yechonah Mishum Mishum Ben Yechai Remez L'Kvua Min HaTorah Minayin. Where is there a Remez to the Mitzvah of Kvua Min HaTorah? And the Gemara brings the Pasuk Talmudimer Ki Kovas Sikvarenu Mikan Remez L'Kvua Min HaTorah. And is a Nidra in the Rishonim, what is the Chiluk, the second Lashon? What's it being Moisif on the first Lashon? The first Lashon brings a Joshua that Minayin the Melin Es Mesei is over Balei Sasei, or that he's over in Asei also. And we darshan this from the Rebbe of Kikavah Sikbarenu. What is the second Lashon coming to be Moisif? Remez the Kfuah Min Atoy Minayin with the same Joshua of Kikavah Sikbarenu. And this is also Negea to the Iboi brought later in the Gemara. The Gemara brings in Ibayilu Kvua Mishum Bezoyinev, the mitzvah of Kvua Mishum Bezoyin, or Mishum Kapara. And Rashi is Mefarish, is Kvua Mishum Bezoyinish, le Yisbazel, le Enkol She'erum, Meis V'nirka V'nikva. So Rashi says, is it Mishum Bezoyin, that a person shouldn't be Nisbazel, shouldn't be Nirel, le Enkol, Nirka V'nivka, What do we say to Bisham Kapar? There's a kapar for a person to be buried. It's the Havali Kapar Batmana Zusha may read in Umashpilanoisabitahtias. This that a person is lowered into the ground is a kapar for him. And the Gemara's Nibai is the Kfur Misham Bezainer is the Kfur Misham Kapara. Zok the Gemara my nafkamina if he says Lai Baina de Likfarua. If the person says that he doesn't want to be buried, do we say that even though the person doesn't want, still there's a mitzvah of kavura and makavirim anyways, or do we say if the person doesn't want to be buried, so therefore the person is not buried, and that's totally if it's misham kapar, if it's misham bizyayna. If it's misham bizyayna, then the person cannot say that he doesn't want to be buried, being that it's a bizyayin also for the b'nei mishpacha. Therefore, even if the person says that he doesn't want to be buried, afilu achi, there's a mitzvah to be kavirim. Mashenken, if it's Mishum Kapara, Rashi is mefarish that if the person says that he doesn't want a kapara, I feel if you bury him, he's not going to get a kapara. Rashi is mefarish, a person doesn't get a kapara bal karchai. So I feel if a person comes and buries him, the kapara wouldn't be mahani. So if the person says, loy ba'ina de look for ruah, there is no mitzvah to be kaivrim. The Adama is chaylik on Rashi. The sheet of the Adama is, even if a person says that he doesn't want to be buried, if they bury him, avada the kapara is mahani, afilu bal korcha, just like an einish of Bezdin. When Bezdin gives an einish, it's mahani for a kapara, afilu if the einish is given bal korcha, hu adin if they kaivrim him, it's mahani, afilu bal korcha. But mikamakin, if the person says that he doesn't want a kapara, there is no mitzvah to go give him the kapara, and that's the nafkamina. If the person says, lay beinu de likvarua, if it's mishum kapara, there is no mitzvah to be kaivrim. If we say it's Mishum Bizyayna, there's still a mitzvah to be kaivrim because of the Bizyayna of the B'nai Mishpacha. But Al Kopanim, there's an Ibai in the Gemara, what's the mitzvah of Kvura? Is the mitzvah of Kvura Mishum Bizyayna, or is the mitzvah of Kvura Mishum Kapara? And the Chayvah Yesh Lahayr, how could the Gemara have an Ibai? What's the time of the Krod? Is a mitzvah Sasem in our Torah to be kaivrim the mace? If the person says, Lai Be'ina de the Kvura Lahai Gavra, the person doesn't want the people to be Mekayim the mitzvah, how can we be darish time of the krah and say that the time of the mitzvah is mishum kapar? And if the person says lai beina de likfura memela, everyone else is potter from burying him. It's a mitzvah saseim in our Torah. We don't paskin like Rav Shimon who's darish time of the krah. So how could the Gemara bring a tam for the pasuk and through this tam the Gemara is being a ptur in a case where the person says lai beina de likfura lahu gavra? And the Leif Sameach in the sefer and his pirush on sefer mitzvahs in Shairish Aleph. He brings out P the Ran and the Ramban and Tayyus Adam in being Mefarish, the Ikka the Yami of the Gemara. The Ran and his Pirish and Arsugi and the Ramban and Tayyus Adam are Mefarish. What was the Ikka the Yami? Maisif on the first Lashon. Remez the Kfum and Atoyim Inayin Tamalemaki covers the Kberanu. Zog the Ramban, the second Lashon is being Maisif. Not only does a mitzvah to be Kaivus Hameis and put him into an Oren and be Mesalakim Me'ein Kol Adam that people shouldn't see him, but there's another mitzvah to bury him in the ground that Kfur should be done in the Karka. And that's what the Gemara is being Moisef in the second Lashon. Ikadiyami remez the Kfur min ha-Torah minayin is coming to Darshan. There's a remez min ha-Torah to this that Kfur should be done in the Karka. Not only that the Mesalak, the person that people shouldn't see him, he should be put into an Aron and placed away from the eyes of people, but there's a mitzvah to be Kavim in the Karka. And that's not Midei Raisa, that's a remez the Kfur min ha-Torah minayin. That's only a din de Rabbanan that asmechu ha-Akro. And that the Gemara Darshan is from the extra Lashon of Kikovas Sikbarenu as an asmachta that Kfur should be done min ha-Karka. But it's not a din de raisa, this is a din mid rabbanon. Zok the Leif Sameach, that's the pirush of the Ibai in the Gemara. The Gemara is not being mistapik, what's the halach of kfur bechlal? I've added that's a mitzvah saseim in our Torah, and a person's mechuyiv to be kaivir as meisai. The Gemara isn't dayush time of the kro. But the Gemara is being mistapik in this takonas chachomim, that is a takonas chachomim that kfur should be done bekarka. And on that, the Gemara is being nistapik. What's the time for this takonas chacham? Is the time for this takonas chacham mishum bizyoyner, or the time for this takonas chacham is mishum kapara? And in afkamina, the Gemara is being, if the person says lebeina to likvu la ogavra, the person doesn't want to be buried in the ground. So that in a takonas chacham, we can zilbos their time if the reason is mishum kapara, and the person says that he doesn't want to be buried in the ground, the halach will be that there is no din midrabanan to bury him in the ground, and the kfur could be done in an aron and be misalakim in kol adam, and that would be enough to be yetsu the halach midaraisa of kfur min ha-Torah, and a person is not mechuyev in this takanas chacham of remez the kfur min ha-Torah minayin that the Gemara dashes from the Rebbe of Kikavah Sikbarenu. The Lecha Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis Milchus Avelus is mefarish the two lashonos of the Gemara. The first lashon of the Gemara brought that the mitzvah's kfur is a mitzvah's asay and a isra lois asay of loisolin of losin ki kavis sikbarenu. The second lashon of the Gemara, the ikad yami remez the kfur min ha-Torah minayin, holds that the mitzvah's kfur is only a takonas chachamim. There is no din midaraisa to be kaivir es meisay, it's a takonas chachamim. Sagt der Mishnah, the boy in the Gemara, when the Gemara is nistapik, if kruz mishum bizoyner, kruz mishum kapora, the Gemara is being nistapik in the second Lashon, lefi the ik of the yami that only said remez like the kruim in atoyim minayin, that it's a din derabonim vasmechu akra, and it's not a din deraisa. In the second Lashon, the Gemara is being nistapik. What's the reason for this takanas chachamim? Is the reason for this takanas chachamim mishum bizyayno? Is the reason for the takanas chachamim mishum kapara? And an afkamina in a case where a person says lebeinu de likrua lahu gavra. But in the first Lashon that the mitzvah's kru is a mitzvah side mitzvah in our Torah, we don't go bust a time. And I feel if the person says lebeinu de likrua lahu gavra, there's a mitzvah I say to be kovim afilu bal karchai. So the Lechem Mishnah that Agam the Gemara leaves it by a suffix, the Rambam paskins that it's a mitzvah to be kovim a person afilu bal karchai. And the Rambam doesn't say that it's a suffix because even though the Gemara left it by a suffix, the Gemara wasn't pashut the suffix. So the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam paskin like the first Lashon of the Gemara, not like the Lishna Basra. And the entire suffix of the Gemara is only in the Lishna Basra that holds that the mitzvah of Kfu is midrabanan. The feel the first Lashon, it was pashut to the Gemara that being that it's a mitzvah sasem in our Torah, we're kovim afilu bal karchai, we don't go bust a time with the crow. Sagtu Lechem Mishnah, being that the Rambam passing like the first Lashon, the Rambam misleisim that were kovim afilu bar karchai, it's not even a suffix. The entire suffix of the Gemara was only for the second Lashon that holds that the mitzvah's kru is midar abonan, then the Gemara is being nistapik. What's the reason? Is it Mishum Bezoin or is it Mishum Kapara? In the Iker Kasha, what was the suffix of the Gemara? L'choy, we're going bust the time of the Kroah. How is the Gemara being nistapik if it's Mishum Bezoin or it's Mishum Kapara? Rav David Pervasky in the Shiurim says a third terrace to this kasha, and he explains the gedder of the mitzvah to be kovir a meis is a schus the person has. It's a mitzvah ben adam lachaveve, just like a person has a chiv to be meishav aveda when somebody lost an object, and a person has a chiv to be mevaker chayla to be goyim al chesed. Zokt Rav David Pervasky, so too there's a mitzvah sasei, it's a schus a person has of ben adam lachaveve to be kovir as meisai. But being that it's a mitzvah ben adam lachaveri, a person can be meichel this chus, he could say lebeinu de likvur lehu gavra. And on that, the Gemara is being the topic. What's the get of this mitzvah ben adam lachaveri? What's the get of this chus a person has to be buried? Is it mishum bezoyin? And in Canaan, it's not only a chus the person has to be buried, it's a chus of them, all the bnei mishpacha. There's a mitzvah sasei mutlan, everybody to be kovir as hameis, and the person can't be meichel that chus. It's not tied dafka to him, it's mishum bezoyin, and there's a bezoyin to the bnei mishpacha if the person isn't buried. Or do we say that the reason for this chus the person has is mishum kapara? And being that the mitzvah sasei, the din ben adam lachaveri, is that people should bury him in order to give him a kapara. If he says, loy ba'ina de likvira lehu gavra, and he's meichel this chus, he says, loy ba'ina kapara, but if in there is no mitzvah to bury him, because it's only a chus that he has, a chus of din ben adam lachaveri, but makam that he doesn't want it, there is no din to give him a kapara bal karchai. Only the kasha would still remain. Agam, the person says, loy ba'ina de likvira lehu gavra, that Stafka calls man he's alive, the person says, Lay ba'ina kapara. But once he dies and the person reaches to the Ilam HaEmes, it's Pashit, the person wants a kapara. And in Kena Gambish, Bishas Chayiv, the person says that he doesn't want a kapara, we should still bury him, being that right now it's Bebrevis, the person wants the kapara, there should still be a mitzvah to bury the person, Mishum Kapara, because now the person for sure wants the kapara. And the chayyur this kasha is dafkel if the sheet of the yad ramah, that when the person says loy ba'ina kapara, if you're kovim bal karchai, the person would still get the kapara. And in came we have to answer like the teretz of the leiv sameach and the answer of the lechem mishnah and how to explain the ibay in the gemara. Ma'ashen came the firashi who says that once the person says loy ba'ina kapara, it's not mahani the kavur to give him a kapara. Being that the person doesn't want the kapara, even if he's buried, there is no kapara. So then it's mistavit to say agam now that we know when he reaches the ilam emes, the person wants the kapara. Being that Bechayev, he says, Lebina de Likbrulu Gavra, he says that he doesn't want the kapara. Imkain, I feel if you kaiv him, the kapara would not be mahani. The mail of Allah is, there is no more mitzvah to be kaivrim because we're not going to reach the kapara anyways. So, mail of Bina, it's only a mitzvah ben adam lachaveri, and the kapara is not going to be mahani for this person. There is no mitzvah to be kaiv the person. Zakta Gemara, that's a nafkamina in the boy. If the mitzvah's kruer is mishum bezayner, the mitzvah's kruer is mishum kapara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.